Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is, Wednesday. Wednesday, May the 30th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to jump right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today's show, they all come with a warning, but today's show come with an extra warning. today, we got to break down one of the most important shows I've done and will do, because it deals with one of the most important subjects. I was talking with a good friend, a good client of mine, and we were talking about ruling dispositions and viceroys and principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places, and how to address and attack these entities, if you will, or how to prevent them from attacking us. And as we were going through and discussing this, one of the things that stood out was the fact that, you know, not only for myself, but also for everybody else, I haven't really touched on it or talked about this, you know, in depth. And so today we want to talk about how to defeat all demonic, psychic, dark, or negative energy. Hoodoo, voodoo, witchcraft, parentalism, spiritualism, all of the isms. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to embark upon a journey that is very profound. So again, today's message does come with a warning. Today's message is not for new believers. This is for seasoned veterans, if you want to use that term. This is for people that are serious about over and understanding what thus says the word of God. So this message today is not for itching ears, like for real. This is really serious business today. So today's message is not for itching ears. Today's message is for people who really have a desire to truly understand the spirit realm. Today we're talking about how to defeat demonic, psychic, dark energy, voodoo, hoodoo, witchcraft specifically, but all energy attacks. So we have to break down what that means first before we can really, really delve into or give you a deeper understanding of it. So we want to talk about what does that mean. So we've done many shows about identifying and, you know, talking about psychic attacks and dark energy. But anytime we are talking about it, we must understand from a spiritual perspective, psychic attacks involve the manipulation and the movement of energy and entities and energies, spirits. So it's about the transferring of spirits. It's about a transform of energy. It's transferring into someone's physical or someone's energetic body a different energy. That's what demonic possession, that's what energy transfer, that's what all of this stuff is that we're talking about today. And so, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that may be hearing this message live or in the future. Brothers and sisters, all societies of ancient times dating all the way back have dealt with psychic attacks, psychic energy, dark energy, negative energy, manipulation, control, especially from an African-American and Haitian perspective, who put a lot of emphasis on voodoo and hoodoo, along with rhythm and blues and rhyme and rhythm and all of these different types of energy. And it's very important because when we talk about different energy, what we're simply talking about is how and what has the right or the ability to come inside or outside or both. So your attacks are either outside of you, these attacks are inside of you, or both. There are seven ways by which you are under attack right now. Number one is no legal right. You're being tempted by God. That's an authorized attack. Number two is there is a legal right. That means that it's authorized by you. That means that you gave that demon, you gave that ruling disposition authority. You gave them legal right to come into your life. Number three, someone else is abusing you. Someone is wronging you. You are enabling. In other words, you're in a relationship or you're hanging out with somebody or you're talking to somebody that's abusing you energetically. Number four, generational curses, family curses, a family spirit, a familial spirit. Number five, principality, six powers, seven rulers. Six is rulers of darkness. Seven is spiritual wickedness. All of this is found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 12. So Ephesians 6:12 break everything down that we're going to be discussing. We're doing a little longer show today because I want to try to squeeze all this in one show. So put on your big boy drawers, your big girl panties, because you got to strap in today, because today we're dealing with some serious topics. Again, this is not for new believers. This is for people who understand that they want to move forward in life, but something is prohibiting you from moving forward. Most people use motivation, willpower, or technology to try to attack and address what I'm getting ready to share with you today. That dog does not hunt. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Most people, including myself, have tried when it comes to overriding their negative habit pattern, which is just a demon. It's a fancy word for a demon, which is another word for a ruling disposition, which is another word for what we talked about yesterday, which is a neural network. That is a group of related thought that has been imprinted. It is an imprint. It is a DNA-level imprint that has been passed down from your family or through one of the other seven ways that we just mentioned. Either the father is allowing them, like in the book of Job, And he told the disposition, hey, have you considered my servant Job? Go, do what you want, but you can't kill him. That's an authorized attack. The other one is when you drink alcohol, when you smoke marijuana, when you commit adultery. You are giving the demons legal right because you're going out and you're violating spiritual law. So the demon has legal jurisdiction to walk in and out your house anytime he wants to. Anytime you engage in any type of, whether it's plant-based, whether any kind of pharmakeia, because that's sorcery, every demon on earth can walk into your house anytime he wants because you invited him in. The mere fact that you gave that demon legal right is by you engaging in those activities that are not condoned by the big G. Number one, the big G is allowing you to be tested. Number two, you voluntold. You were volunteered. You're doing shiznits. You're going places, and the devil has legal jurisdiction over you. Once that happens, it's pretty much, yeah, it's a wrap. That was number two. Number three, someone else is abusing you. Therefore, by default, you give them right. So, again, legal jurisdiction. Those two are pretty much the same. The third one, again, is a family curse, generational curse, a familiar spirit. And then we get into Ephesians chapter 6. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, according to Ephesians 6, 6:12. And then it breaks down the last three dispositions, which I want to spend a lot of time talking about today, which is the rulers of darkness, number one, spiritual wickedness, principalities, number one, powers, number two, rulers of darkness, number three, spiritual wickedness, number four. That's the big four. We have the little three and then the big four that we're going to be addressing today. But let's define our enemy. See, the enemy hides in plain sight. The fact that you cannot define him. Now, remember, this is a etymology. This is a didactic teaching of spiritual warfare, how to defeat. Now, we already did the series already, and we already talked about how to protect. If you look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, I think it is, when it talks about the armor of God, the armor of God is primarily a defensive weapon. There's only one offensive weapon. That is the word. Everything, that's the sword of the spirit. Everything else protects. So we talked about that a couple of shows ago. But today we're talking about how to defeat. So when the enemy comes up against you, the Father will raise up a standard. You are to use that standard. This is the difference between a Christian and a Christian. Let me say that again. Again, didactically. This is why I'm not a Christian. This is why I'm a Christian. A Christian is a weapon. A Christian is a drug. Either one, preferably you are drugged so that way you can be a weapon. However you want to slice it and dice it. But at the end of the day, one day, maybe not today, you will get tired of being sick and tired. You will get tired of these seven entities walking in and out your life anytime they want and just messing shizness up. Or you'll get tired of someone else abusing you and misusing you. Maybe not today, but one day. That is when you become a Creston, as it talks about prior to 1611. That means a implement and a weapon of God. That's me. Now, I'm recruiting and teaching other people to be weapons. If you're not interested in being a weapon of God, this show is not for you. If you want to continue to be drugged by God, that way you're under the influence of the Ruach or the Pneuma, so that way you are protected. Some people are called to be weapons. Some people are just called to be protected. Either way, we win. Whether you are under the protection, drug, or whether you've been utilized as a weapon, implement. Either way, Christian or Christian. I don't care which one you are. Just be one of those, preferably. Because the enemy that you are up against, my brother, the enemy that you are up against, my sister, let me expose him to you. Since ancient times, all the way up to the present day, the practice of hoodoo and voodoo, spiritualism, rhythm and blues, B.B. King was the father of what? Y'all remember B.B. King? I just came from New Orleans. You do not want to know what's in New Orleans. Well, not New Orleans, Louisiana. That's why I'm doing today's show. When you cross the Texas border into the state of Louisiana, you can sense it. You can feel it. You can cut it with the knife. That ruling disposition is deep. The specific city that I was in had a serpent. If you trace back and you look at the history of the city, it has a serpent entity in that city. Everything in that city is ruled by that ruling disposition, that viceroy. So you got to defeat that disposition in order to effect change in that city. Now, I live in San Antonio. There's a ruling disposition in this city. So if I want to be effective spiritually in this city, what about your city? There's a ruling disposition. There's spiritual wickedness in high places. There's a ruler of darkness in your city. There's powers and principalities. There's generational curses. There's ritual abuse. And then you give the devil legal right to come in and misuse and abuse you. He has a right to be there. That's why you can't. That's why you can pray, you can fast. Reverend Dr. Bishop can slap some oil upside your forehead. Ain't going to do shizness because you signed a contract with the devil. And you are agreeing to allow him to come in. How? Going to the club, drinking alcohol, smoking marijuana, doing any type of a recreational drug because it's form of chaos. It's sorcery. The Bible tells us all through the Helios Biblios, don't do that. Now, let me back up before we get knee deep into this, and let me give you your walking papers or your authority. Now, this is why I'm a weapon. This is why I'm effective. This is why I talk arrogant and cocky, because I've read 7 verses that you need to write these verses down, and you need to memorize them, or you need to get them in your spirit. Because at night, when the devil shows up, people ask me, Brother Will, how do you defeat the devil? Number one, and the only thing that you need to know, you need to have the word of God, period. Drop mic, exit stage left. How do you defeat the devil? When I was a little boy and the devil showed up at night, I would say this. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Now I'm not a little boy no more. Now I got a bag. I got over 100 scriptures that I use. I just keep them in rotation. I just want to give you a few because we only got an hour and a half today. Please write these scriptures down because you're going to need them. If not today, you're going to need them tomorrow. Or somebody you know is going to need them. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Mark 16, 15. And he said unto them, go into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. Not convicted. Condemned. Big difference. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Let me say that again. This is the proof that you know you're saved. You do what I do. I don't play with devils and demons. Now, you do know the difference. We already did the show on the difference between a devil and a demon. A demon is inside of you. A devil is outside of you. We're going to talk about both, demons and devils. You got power to tread up on scorpions and all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by no means harm you. You might want to know that one too. We're going to break it down. Now, if you do not know these in your spirit, you need to have them written down like I did 20 years ago when I was walking down the streets of San Antonio, going underneath the bridge, ministering to homeless people that was full of demons. And every time I was under attack by these demons, I would take out my 3x5 card and I would read, and the demons would shimmer and shake and disappear. Now, I know y'all probably think that this is some Hollywood bullshitness, but trust me, the 3 things you cannot do is 1, motivation, 2, willpower, 3, sage, smoke, some other technique that you've learned by watching freaking Hollywood movies or some new age bullshit. That does not work against real devils and real demons. Now, I don't know where you hang out with, but like I'm starting a organization, we'll put it that way, in the devil's pit in Louisiana. Why Louisiana? Because it's full of demons. I'm a demon hunter. This is what I do for a living. I cast out demons. I just put a fancy word on it for the life management members, and I just call it a negative habit pattern. But let's not get it twisted. Let's keep it real. It's a demon. It's a ruling disposition. Now, let me make sure you understand why what you have been doing doesn't work before I give you the solution. The only way to control your destiny and to manifest your dear Kinnear, the only way, right now somebody else is controlling you. One of these seven things that I read at the beginning of the show is controlling you. Your job is to take back the control. It is a step-by-step process that I'm getting ready to break down. Now, brothers and sisters, if you do not have this step-by-step process from me, you got to get it from somebody else. Now, let me make sure you understand. Again, this is not for new believers. Have you ever wondered why people cannot achieve their goals? Maybe I'm only one. Have you ever wondered why you feel like you're not in control? Why you feel like you've lost control? Now, I teach everybody wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. So if you do not have more money than you need, if you're not in whatever your definition of health, if you do not have whatever your definition of wisdom, and if you're not in whatever your definition of a good relationship is, that means you have a ruling disposition. Now, remember, wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship is an automatic result of your inner gene, or what is called inner consciousness. Your brain has neurons, dendrites, synapses, gray matter that is consistently firing, as we talked about on yesterday's show. It only fires when you are in love, when you are doing something you love. That produces enthusiasm and inspiration. Those two things no devil, no demon can address. The only way a devil and a demon can hang out with you is if you're not being you. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. If you are being you, there's no room for nobody else. The only way a devil or a demon, devil is a ruling disposition in somebody else. A demon is a ruling disposition inside yourself. You are under attack outside by a devil, somebody else saying, they're walking to and they're telling you, hey, dog, you ain't going to bust a grape. You ain't nothing. And then that devil, and you believe that devil, that gives him the authority to come in, and he invites his friends. Or there's a little voice in your head that says, like the little voice in my head, says, sit down, Negro, shut up. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. So if you believe any one of those voices, the one outside of you or the one inside of you, or, God forbid, both, you've just done number one. You've just gave the devil legal right or authority to come in and set up shop because you are not being you. See, by definition, you are a royal priest. By definition, you are a joint heir. By definition, you have been justified. You have been sanctified. You have been glorified. It is impossible. It is impossible for any ruling disposition to be there if you are full of the Holy Spirit. It is impossible. The only way, they have to oppress you, depress you, before they can possess you. That three-step process. And so that's what the enemy does. I guarantee you right now there's somebody in your life that's talking to you, and they're telling you you ain't about shiznit, because they have to get you to believe the lie. So that way you become a liability. And then if I can get you to believe the lie about your ability, then you are handicapped. I can hand you a cap on your ability, so that way you cannot take responsibility. You cannot respond to the ability that's inside of you, because you don't believe the ability that's inside of you. So how the hell can you respond to the ability if you ain't got no ability? You are a liability. So you walk around act like you're a Paul Creter, because you believe the lie that somebody outside of you, devil, or somebody inside of you, demon, has told you. So a demon is a demonstration or a denomination or a disposition. So, Brother Will, that sounds great, homie. What else you got? Well, let me make sure you understand how the enemy works before we break down these seven modalities that he used. First of all, this is not a motivational message. Motivation ain't going to help you when you're fighting demons and devils. Let me just tell you, I can motivate you all day, homie. That ain't going to do your ass no good when you're out there in the pit. Now, you got willpower. I've talked to guys, you know, like they said, willpower, brother. Now, I used to believe that too, and I went out there and got my ass whooped, and I realized that don't work. Willpower don't work. Motivation doesn't work. Techniques, yoga, tai chi, all of that bullshit, that dog don't hunt with the big boys. Now, with a little imp and a little, you know, yeah, it'll work with them. But technology, techniques, willpower, motivation does not work in the real world. Don't believe me? Go to anywhere. Go to any city in Louisiana. Stay there for a day or two. Not even a day or two, for a couple of hours. Go down to the bayou. Hang out with some Cajuns. Hang out with some Creoles. Go to the city that I went to and sense and feel. Go to Orleans. Go to New Orleans. They down there too. There's real devils and demons. There's hoodoo down there. Not voodoo. Hoodoo. Now, when you encounter that, how do you defeat it? First thing is, please write these scriptures down because you're going to need them. Maybe not you, but somebody you know. And then we're going to talk about how to identify them. First of all, y'all know I don't do fear. I do dunamis power. I was born a little cray-cray. So I enjoy walking through devils and demons because they tried to walk through me when I was 6, 7, 8. Oh, they had their fun. They had me running around like a little lost chicken. But guess what? I'm not a kid anymore. Mark 16:15, we read that one already. You already been given power to cast out demons. So how come you're not doing it? Next verse, Luke 4:14. Now remember, if you don't know your right, you go to court, what happens? If you don't know your legal jurisdiction and you go to court and the lawyer comes up, the defense attorney comes up, now he's a lawyer. Why does the Bible say in Matthew 23, woe unto you lawyers? The devil is a lawyer. He knows legal, spiritual legal rights. You don't. You're going up against a demonic lawyer. And if you do not understand spiritual jurisdictions, that's why I went into law enforcement. That's why I went to the Marine Corps. That's why I went to court enforcement. I always wondered why I was always attracted to law. Because God was telling me, yo, Negro, I'm preparing you for where you got to go. So everything that you're going through right now today is preparing you for what you're going to be doing tomorrow. So if you want to know what you're called to do, just look what you've been through. People ask me all the time, Brother Will, what was my purpose? Just turn around and look. It is so blaringly obvious. Your purpose is your past. Whatever you've been through is what you've called to do. But the problem is you're ashamed of it. You're embarrassed of it. Think, brothers and sisters, the devil knows that you do not want to dwell in all of the shitness of your past, because that's how he used to whoop you. And the only way you get power is to go back. Remember Moses, where was he raised? I'm going to pause for a moment. God took him out of Egypt and he sent his ass right back to Egypt. So whatever God took you out of, he's going to send you right back. So I know everything. Call nobody. I ain't got to ask nobody. I know everything about law. I know everything about demons. I know everything about the occult. I know everything about cults and demonic possessions because I was raised by a witch. I didn't read about her. I didn't watch no damn YouTube videos. You don't have no power. Your power comes from your experience. So if you're ashamed of your experiences, then that means you have no power. The devil knows it. He want to put you in a position that you have no power. Your authority, you can't talk to me about nothing that you have not experienced. I'm not interested. If you want to tell me, if I'm on drugs, and you're going to tell me how to get off drugs, first question I'm going to ask you is, have you ever been on drugs? And if you tell me no, I'm not talking about no drugs. Why y'all think I don't counsel people about drugs or alcohol? I'll never try to talk to anybody about drugs or alcohol. I don't know nothing about that demon. Oh, but talk to me about manipulating people. Talk to me about religion. Talk to me about adultery. Talk to me about economics. Talk to me about poverty. Talk to me about ignorance. Talk to me about racial disparity. Talk to me about those subjects. I can break that demon down for you, bro. Now, let me make sure you understand, because we still got to get through these scriptures. I'm trying to stay focused, man, but y'all know how it is. It's so much meat. The enemy is coming at you from so many different directions, because he understands that you may not understand Luke 4:14, which says, "Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee." Now, I can stop right there. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Remember, the first scripture you must know, Mark 16:5, they have power over every demon. Mark 16:15. The next verse, next scripture, Luke 4:14. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. So if you don't have the power of the Spirit, what's the power of the Spirit? What is a spirit? It's a ruling disposition. What is the demon? A ruling disposition. What is a devil? A ruling disposition. What's the difference? How they rule. That's the only difference. A spirit is a ruling disposition. A ruling disposition is a group of related thoughts. They must be a group. One thought don't do shizness. I got people talking to me, man, say, "Hey, Brother Will, man, I want to be a millionaire." Okay, great. So when did you? Yeah, I thought about it yesterday. I decided I'm going to be a millionaire. Hey, come back, talk to me after about 20 years. You going up against, you know how long that ruling disposition in Louisiana has been there? Do the math, 25,950, that's 1 year for them. 1 year for a ruling disposition is 25,950 earth years. You going up against ruling dispositions that have been on this planet for that amount of time, times 30. I don't know what 25,950 times 30 is, but whatever it is, that's the amount of that's how much experience that ruling disposition has that you're going up against. So when I was in Louisiana and I sensed that and I did my research and I saw this spirit, and it was called the snake of dimension. Now it has a bunch of other different names. And while in Louisiana, the vibe, the spirit, that ruling disposition tried to come over me. And you can always tell, because they want to induce a spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief. That's why you need these scriptures that I'm trying to give to you today. Number one, Mark 16:15. Number two, Luke 4:14. Jesus came in the spirit, in the power of the spirit. All you got to do is know one thing. Your power comes from your position. My wife was telling me, "Are you sure about this Louisiana thing? Like, there's like real devils and demons down there." I'm like, yeah, there's real devils and demons. I was raised with devils and demons, so I'm not scarred. And then she said, "Why?" And I explained to her my position. Now, I've done so many shows on this that I'm not going to bore you with this. But other than these seven scriptures I'm getting ready to give you, I've given you two, I'm going to give you the next five. Other than those, the next most powerful piece that you have is your position. If the devil or a demon, a devil is a ruling disposition in another person's body. A demon is a ruling disposition in your body. Demons inside, devils outside. If a devil or a demon comes up against you and you are not in your position, that means you have no authority. You have no legal. Now, as a cop, when I drove and patrolled, I was a police officer for the municipality of a city. I had no authority when I drove over to Isleta, which was an Indian reservation. And every Native American that was in the city that I was a cop, which was in right outside of Albuquerque, a little town called Los Lunas, they would run to the reservation because they knew, just like every demon knows, you ain't got no authority. You have no arresting powers outside of your jurisdiction. Now, the problem is 99% of the people I talk to, they don't know their jurisdiction. That's your purpose. So can you tell me right now today what's your purpose? You should be able to say it in one sentence. My purpose replacing error with truth. That's my elevator speech. If I'm on the elevator with Donald Trump, and if I go to Shark Tank and they say, hey, yo, dog, give it to me in, you know, 7 words or less, replacing error with truth. Oh, you guys got anything else? Uplifting the spirits of humanity. Revealing, explaining, illuminating, simplifying. Can you tell me your purpose in 7 words or less? If not, you're not prepared to take on no devil and no demon. You will get your ass whooped. I mean, not you, but, you know, people you know. Now, the reason I want to keep it to you blunt today is because everybody sugarcoats this because they watch Hollywood movies or they listen to some Reverend Dr. Bishop and they get you all scarred up. Now, let me give you the scriptures. I've already given you two. There is no person listening to the sound of my voice that should be afraid of any devil or any demon. Why? Mark 16:15, Luke 4:14. That says, Jesus came, he was in the spirit, he was in the power of the spirit, number one. Then it says, the spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance to the captives, and to recover the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Three-step process, oppressed. When I was in Louisiana, I felt a lot of oppression. I saw a little bit of it too. I could see it on the backs of the people. I could see that they were oppressed. I could see that they were depressed. Do you know how depressed? The Bible says hope deferred waxes the heart cold. I looked in the eyes of the people when I was in Louisiana. Hell, I can walk out of my house here in San Antonio. I don't even have to drive to Louisiana. And there's in people's eyes, there's no hope. How are they going to pay their light bill? They don't know. How are you going to pay the rent? I don't know. How are you going to fix your marriage if it's broken? I don't know. How you, if you got diabetes, how the hell you gonna get, how you gonna get rid of the diabetes? I don't know. If you don't know, you are possessed. Now that's hard. Hopefully it's hard. Hopefully it may create a little anger inside of you. Because remember, you are the offspring of the thing. That thing being God. Now the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. Let me say that again. The offspring of a donkey grows up to be a donkey. The offspring of a gorilla grows up to be a gorilla. The offspring of a monkey grows up to be a monkey. If I plant an apple seed, I'm going to get an apple tree. If I plant a lemon seed, I'm going to produce a lemon tree. You are a God seed. You're of the God kind, but you don't know. And since you don't know, you can't grow. You can never go up against no devil and no demon with a belief system. Again, you get your ass whooped. You cannot go up against the devil with a belief. You got to know your position. You got to have authority. That's why I teach space mastery only. Know your position. Were you studying somebody else's position? The only thing you should be reading is about yourself. The only thing you should be studying is yourself. The only thing you should be doing is your purpose. How much time do you spend on your purpose? I pause. So I know most people, they go to work 8 hours a day, and they spend an hour a day working on themselves and on their purpose. That's all the time they got left because they're tired. Don't take on no devils and no demons. If your purpose is your hobby, please, because you will get possessed if you're not already. The devil knows you have no authority because you don't know yourself. You cannot set somebody free from oppression unless you know your possession, meaning who's possessing you? Who is possessing you? Now, possession has to do with ownership. Ownership has to do with ruling disposition. Ruling disposition is a group of related thoughts. So what are your thoughts, my brother? What are your thoughts, my sister? As I've been saying, since I started the life management system, I do one thing. I focus all of my time and my energy on being the solution, not the problem. 99.999% of people I talk to, they talk about their problems. Thus, they empower their problems. Now, we talked about this on yesterday's show when we broke down the spirit of money. The key to always having money is to always have money. Let me say that again. The key to being healthy is always be healthy. The key to being wealthy is always be wealthy, metaphysically. I don't give a damn how much money you got physically. Tell me how much money you got spiritually. See, you're not possessed by spirit of wealth. You're not possessed by the spirit of health. You're not possessed by the spirit of wisdom. You're not possessed by the spirit of great relationships. Therefore, you are being depossessed so that way you can be reprocessed or repossessed. See, now the devil, he's interested in process persons. He processes people more than he possesses people. If you notice, you go to DMV, there's a process. Everywhere you go down to the courthouse, there's a process. You want to start a business? That's a process. You want to start a, you want to develop a website? That's a process. You want to do Dear Kinnear reports? That's a process. Everything has a process. Usually it's demonic. See, your power comes from your purpose that gives you the principles, the process, the procedure, the product, the profit, the prosperity, and the peace. But it all starts with purpose. Where purpose is not known, possession is inevitable. Never take on no devil or no demon unless you know. Not believe. You believe you're called to sing in the choir. Go sit down, boo-boo. Come back when you know. Well, brother Will, I believe I'm called, brother, to, you know, do this, that, and the other. Okay, come back when you know. Do not take on no devils and no demons with no belief system. You have to have a knowing system. You have to know so much and so that you got to be like me, which is like Jesus, which is like the big G. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he saw his purpose, and he says, oh, damn, I don't know, Holmes. Yeah, Father, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, I'm willing to die for this. Not my will, but your will. Let's do this. If you cannot do that, don't take on no devil or no demons. If you are not willing, it didn't say that you have to. It just says you must be willing to. See me? I'm a dangerous man because I'm willing. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. I don't give a damn what it is, legal or illegal. I am willing to do whatever it takes. So do not take on no devil or no demon, no hoodoo, no voodoo, no witchcraft, no dark energy, no negative energy, no psychic energy, no demonic energy. Do not become or do not get into energy practitioner or a energy engineer. Do not, unless you're willing to die, unless you're willing. See, psychic attacks involve the manipulation and the movement of energy and auras and chi. If your energy is weakened by repressed emotions or negative emotions or drugs or alcohol or smoking or, can I say it, diet. If your diet is not an alkaline diet, the physical presence of parasites, worms, metal, chemistry, fungus, any type of an atomic or any type of a biological dis-ease weakens your aura, and it attracts, because your energetic body is weak, so a strong physical body repels psychic attacks. And a strong intention, if your intention is weak, meaning you woke up this morning, that's why I set my intention. I do not allow the devil to set it. Every morning I set my intention. What does that mean? I determine my purpose. Every morning I decide what I'm going to do. You must set your intention along with the scriptures that I'm reading in order to, again, this is how you defeat all demonic attacks. All dark spirits and all dark energies move and have the ability to move in and out of your physical body at any time they want, unless there's already something there. The fact that you don't know, that doesn't allow you to grow. Let me make sure I said, psychic attacks, all spells, all voodoo, all mantras, all invocations, all rituals, all ruling disposition, all energy rays, all grimoire, grammatus, black magic, white magic, vain babbling, everything is based upon and dependent upon a weakened psychological state. All negative thought forms. If somebody says a negative word, that word becomes a thought form. The moment it leaves your mouth, it becomes a thought form. and it is a thought form entity. And it gets its strength based upon the emotion of the person that spoke the thought. So if a person says very emotionally, I hate you, they just created a thought form as proven by Dr. Emoto when he spoke and it turned water into sewage. Again, it's on YouTube for free. You can watch the video. That's a psychic attack. That's an energy attack. So the first scripture, Mark 16:15, stops that. Luke 4:14 stops that. So what is the third scripture? Luke 10:19. Please write this down. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I have given you authority. Now notice it's past tense. I have. I have given you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When I was in Louisiana and I did the research and I found out that there was a serpent, notice Luke 10:19, Quetzalcoatl, feathered serpent. There's the plumed serpent. There is the Bene Hanukkah, the upright talking serpent. Throughout all of history, most major cities have some type of a serpent. Do the research. You have authority over that serpent. But if you don't know and you go to court, it's just like if you go to court for a speeding ticket and the officer did not use or he cannot prove your speed. He did not have a radar detector. He just guesstimated. And you go to court, but if you don't know and if you don't ask the judge to have the officer present that you were speeding, if you don't know that, you're going to get a ticket. You're going to pay that ticket, I should say. But if you know, sir, Your Honor, I don't believe I was doing 45 in a 25. How did the officer know my speed? Proof. So you don't know you have proof. The reason I can go to Louisiana and take authority over that serpent, because of Luke 10:19. So when I go up against that serpent, I do the same thing that the archangel Michael did when he went up against the prince of the air. He said, the Lord himself rebukes you. The angels don't use their own words. They use God's. I recommend you do the same. I don't go up against no devils and no demons with some fancy prayer that I made up. The word of God is alive. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God cannot return void. It must accomplish that for which it is sent. Send the word, brother. And then you go back and watch TV. Watch the word work. I don't wrestle and I don't like people doing church, man. I don't go up to lay hands on people and pray for no hour and come out. Did Jesus do that? Can you find a scripture and verse where Jesus wrestled with demons? If you can, please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I can't find it. In fact, everywhere Jesus went, the demons knew who he was before he got there. They always said, hey, hold up, time out. Why have you come to torment us before our time? They knew him afar off. Do they know you? They should. Because they know me. But they know the God in me. They know the spark in me. Without that spark, can't do nothing. That's why I want to make sure that you get the spark. It's not about flesh. It's not about ego. It's not about arrogance. It's not about cockiness. It's not about me. It's about understanding the person, the place, and the position. So it tells me clearly in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19, God has gave me authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Now, I don't know where I'm from. I'm just a good old country boy from Texas. When you say all, that means everything. That's where I'm from. I don't know. I don't know about where you're from. Where I'm from, if it says all, it says over all the power of the enemy. And it says nothing. Now, again, I'm just a country boy. I ain't the brightest bulb in the pack. But when it says nothing, that means no thing. Look at the word nothing. It means N-O, throw a comma in there, put a dash, and then thing. So when I go up against devils and demons and scorpions and snakes, serpents, no thing. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you can shake, you can put chicken blood, you can walk around in circles, your eyes can roll back in your head. Nothing. No thing. If you don't know that, you can't do that. You must know. The enemy knows you don't know. You must know that nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19. Next verse, Luke 9:1. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. So far we got Mark 16:15. We got Luke 4:14. We got Luke 10:19. Now we're looking at Luke 9:1. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Then he called all of his 12 disciples together, and he gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Now, people ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, what do you believe? But what do you preach? I only teach kingdom principles, period. Drop my extra stays left. I don't teach no denominational bullshitness. Why? That doesn't give you power over demons, according to the Bible. Luke chapter 9, verse 1, the kingdom of God, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God, that's what you're supposed to be preaching. That's what I preach. I preach and teach kingdom principles. Because why? Demons don't like that. You can teach denominationalism, they cool with that. In fact, they probably started your denomination. No disrespect. Kingdom. Find anywhere in the scriptures any denomination. You will only find kingdom. Because Jesus was about his Father's kingdom. The word kingdom. The king dominion. Luke 9:1. Next verse, Mark 6:7. Mark 6:7. And he called the 12 unto him, and he began to send them out two by two. And he gave them power over unclean spirits. And they cast out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick, and they healed them. Mark 6:7. Mark 6:7. Notice he sent them out two by two. Never take on no demons or no devils alone. If you do, they're going to give you your walking papers. He sent them out two by two. Now, you can have more than two, but you cannot have less than two. One standing alone is easily defeated. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, I think it is. One standing alone is easily defeated. Go out there by yourself if you want to, boo-boo. I don't recommend it. One standing alone is easily defeated. Two standing back to back can conquer. But three, a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. So again, he sent them out there two by two, and he gave them power over unclean spirits and to cast out many demons. Mark 6:7. Next verse, Matthew 10:1. These are all of the scriptures, not as others, but these are the scriptures that I use whenever the enemy tells me, hey, dog, you ain't got no power over me. Really? Hang on a second. Mark 10:1. And when he called his 12 disciples, he gave them power over the unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Now, that's almost the same as Mark 6:7. You will find that most of these scriptures, all seven of these, are pretty much the same. So Matthew 10:1 and Mark 6:7 and Luke 9:1 pretty much all say the same thing. But notice he gave. How much did they pay for the power? Okay, did they have to be a member of the church for so long? Did they got the tithes? What did they do to get the power? Nothing. He gave it to him. He called his 12 disciples to him. They were his disciples, his followers, his understudies. And he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. You have that power too. That means nobody should be sick. Nobody should have disease. If you do, that means one of the seven things you're doing wrong. And I already know which one it is. Which one is it? Now, number one, the devil can only attack you if he's authorized by God. That's called a tempt. He can tempt you. The example is Job. Number two, you gave the devil legal right to put disease in your body. How did you do that? Why did you do that? Lack of knowledge. Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge. How do I know? Okay, if you eat Krispy Kreme donuts all your life, you're going to develop something called hypertension. And then you're going to develop something called sugar diabetes. And then they're going to probably amputate a limb because you ain't getting no blood into your extremities. Now, whose fault is that? I know this is probably hard, but at the end of the day, you gave the devil legal jurisdiction because you're engaging in activities that you know or you should know. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Or someone else outside of you is providing you with the Krispy Kreme donuts. And they're doing it ritually. That means same place, same time, same. Right now, if the devil's in your life, God's tempting you. You let him in. Somebody you with let him in. And the fact that you are with him or her, you are guilty by association. Number four, generational family curse. Now, for me, poverty was generational. Everybody in my family is poor. Now, I'm breaking that curse. I broke that curse. So that way, my sons and daughters, I mean, look at my daughter. She makes 3-4 times as much money as I do. My son's following suit. So my children, the curse of poverty, that demon, I buried his ass in my backyard. That family liar, he's in your family. There's a ruling disposition in your family. You need to get him out. You got to get that family, you got to get that familiar spirit out before we get to the big four. Principalities, powers, rulers, and spiritual wickedness. You got to deal with the little three. Number one, if you've been tempted by God, I don't really even count that one. The first one is really you. You letting the devil in your house. The devil's in your house because you invite him in. We all do. We just need to get him out. Number one, don't give the devil a legal right to come into your house. We all do, but we got to stop. Because the devil has legal right to come in. If he has legal right to come in, he has legal right to stay. Number seven, of the seven scriptures, we'll wrap it up, and then we'll get into breaking this down a little bit further. Number seven is Matthew chapter 10, verse 6. We did Matthew 10, 1, drop down a couple of verses. Matthew 10, 6 says, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely you shall give. And one on, just to kind of grow with, 1 John 3:8. 1 John 3:8. Again, these are all the scriptures that give you authority to cast out demons, to trample on snakes and scorpions, to cure diseases, and to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. This is another one, 1 John 3:8. For the purpose, the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, it doesn't get any clearer than that, 1 John 3:8. So I'm here, I'm a Christian, not a Christian. So I'm here to destroy. Today's message is how do you destroy? How do you defeat the works of the devil? Number one, you got to make sure that you know, not believe, you're called to defeat. That's your job. Now, if you're a Christian, not so much. That's not your job. If you're a Christian, these scriptures are to protect you. If you are a Christian, these scriptures are to empower you. That's why they took out the missing shin. They took the teeth out. It's called jots and tittles. That's why in the Bible it says, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, lawyers. You yourself cannot enter into my kingdom. And you are preventing other people from entering in. How? They took out the teeth. The word shin means teeth. That means sword. That means weapon. Implement. After 1611, everybody's been de-teethed. Everybody's been neutered. Everybody's been castrated. You got a gospel, but you ain't got no power. That's okay. King James was, he hooked everybody up. So 1611 and after, no power. 1611 and before, Christian. 1611 after, Christos. I already broke that down, wrote a book, did a 12-hour series. The devil knows that, but he knows you don't. So you can act like a weapon if you're a Christian. That dog does not hunt. Not up against the big four. The big four, let's break this down. This is the purpose of the message. You cannot go into a city and deal with the principalities, the powers, the rulers, and the wickedness in that city unless you understand that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Now, you cannot be motivated. You cannot be aggravated. You cannot use willpower. You cannot use your power. You cannot use New Age techniques. You cannot use no technology. You cannot use yoga, tai chi. You cannot use sage. You cannot use salt. You cannot use no spinning circles, no diagram, no sprays, no healing oils, no ointments, no vibrational tools, no energy, no Qigong yoga. You cannot use none of that. That does not work against the big boys. You see, negative energy is a spirit. It is a entity, matter, or dark negative energy. These energies, they don't exist from a material perspective, from a visible eye. So you are at a huge disadvantage because you cannot use physical weapons. These entities attack you in your aura. And they are able to attack you only when you are in a repressed or a possessed state. So the regular use of any drugs or any alcohol or any smoking or very, very poor diet that produces any kind of a bacterial fungus, parasite, tapeworm, chemical imbalance, emotional imbalance, this weakens your spirit. But it empowers the ruling disposition. Now, there's a practice in the ancient text called pointing the bone. Pointing the bone. That has to do with how in ancient times they were able to override or, how can I put this delicately, how to manipulate the chi and the prana without people being aware. Witches use grimoire or sigils or runes. A lot of the ancient tribes and Native Americans that practice a lot of voodoo and hoodoo, they use a lot of the bones or pointing of the bones. What has to do with the scripture that talks about the valley of the dry bones and those dead bones, says, speak to those bones, the dread bones, because inside of the bones were certain attributes and characteristics of your chi that empowered the psychic attack. And so certain communities still practice pointing the bones. They still use this, if they can get a piece or a part of your bone in order to use it to manipulate your tone. Notice the show I did on zone, tone, and stone. If somebody can get your bone, they can manipulate your zone or your tone to prevent you from getting your stone. Bones were very important. That's why how you are buried. There's a lot of occult crap around the care of your bones because it allows them to reconstitute, almost bring back your tone. That's your spirit. That's your ruling disposition. So there is a care that must be taken with our ancestors when people pass away. That's why what happened with Hurricane Katrina when they saw all of them coffins floating around, those were bones. That's very dangerous in the occult community. The care of your ancestors' bones, because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers. Father, touch the minds of your people. This is where we get deep. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against rulers. Now, brothers and sisters, let's break this down. The first one was, I said rulers, the first one is principalities, powers, rulers of darkness against spiritual wickedness in high places. So the first one that you're up against, if you live in a city and you want to have a spiritual impact in your city, this is extremely important. The first thing you have to address is that city has a principality. Now, that principality in that city has to be dealt with spiritually, not physically. So your job is to understand that principality's job. So the way you deal with the principality is by knowing your job, by knowing your purpose, your destiny, and your diaconia, because the principality knows you before you know him. Now, the word principality in the original text, let me pull that up.
Strong's G, 746, Arche, Arche.
Well, we get the word arch or arche, A-R-C-H. That's why in all of, over in Europe, most of the doors are arches, because that's for the principalities to hang out. So if your door has a square, in America, all of our doors are square. Over in Europe, in all of the ancient architecture, the doors are oval-shaped for the arch. That's for the principality, so they can come in and out. The principality, that is, that word principality, or hey, it means origin. It means beginning. That is why before I deal with any city, any person, anything, I find their origin. Number one, to deal with anything, you got to trace it back to its origin, its root. Etymology is the foundation of demonology. Etymology is the devil is a linguistical god. As I talked about on many, many times before, his name is language, but we put it all together. When you use language, you're using the god of war. That's why, like the series Westworld, we was watching it again. Watched the movie the other night called Fahrenheit 451. Y'all seen that movie? Where they're burning the books. They want people to learn or know anything. That's that ruling disposition. No books, no knowledge, you can't trace it back. You can't find the ruling disposition. Notice Jesus always asks the demon, hey, demon, what's your name? They're like, They never want to reveal their name. As I've said a thousand times, man is name, name is man. If you know the name of the demon, you control the demon. The problem is, to the degree that you know them is the degree that they know you. Let me say that again. This is why this is not for new believers. To the degree that you know them is the degree that they know you. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum also swings to the right. Now, underneath that Greek word, now remember, there are seven Greek words, but for the sake of time, we can't go through all seven, so I'm just going to go back one or two layers deep.
Strong's G, 756. Archamai. Archamai.
So the first word is arche. That means the original. Archamai means chief, leader, ruler, the beginning, the first to do a thing. So you go into a city, you got to identify the principality. That principality is the original chief. When I was researching the city that I went to in Louisiana, it was interesting because the Europeans came over and basically kicked off some Native Americans off their land, pretty much like they did everywhere. So the Europeans, originally there was a chief there, but the chief was dethroned. And the chief was dethroned by, number two, power. But the ruling disposition, now follow me if you can understand the process, just to help you. That chief that was there is the original, the beginning, Archamai. Now, Archo is the last group Greek word that means to rule. So there is a chief that has been appointed there to rule. He has a political rank and power to reign over that city. He has the legal demonic right over that city. You have the legal spiritual right over that city. So you must declare your spiritual heritage over their demonic power. Let me say that again. If you do not know your spiritual heritage, they're going to use their demonic power. So you have to understand. Now, the demon, they are original. They're the original chief. You got to find your original power or position. That is why I gave you your life optimization chart, so that way you can find your life path number. That is your original authority. Mine, caring. I'm a six. So if I ever get out of caring, I have no power. The moment, that's why I got anger management power. That's the only way the devil can get in. He got to get me pissed off. It ain't hard to do. He knows how to push my buttons. And he knows how to push your buttons to get you outside of your anointing. That way you have no power because you're not being authentic. You're not the original you. You are another version. Because remember, every emotion has a demon attached. Somebody should write that down. Evil has a demon. Anger has a demon. Strife has a demon. Every fruit of the flesh has a demon. There are seven demonic entities that are attached to those seven. You got envy, strife, sloth, lust, all of those seven. Now, there's more than seven because there's more than seven emotions. Do you need to know all of those? Absolutely not. All you need, you don't want to use them. You want to use love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control against such things. No demon can affect you. And you do not operate in those things. The devil's job is to get you out of those things. That way he gets you out of the spirit. That's where he gets you. Now remember, when Jesus came, he came in the spirit. Now, we read that in Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. Then he delivered the captives, and he did all this great stuff because he was in the Spirit. The Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit. We cannot and we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So that was number one, principalities. We deal with that. How do we deal with the chief ruler that is in that city? We be the chief ruler of our city. Now, a city is a cell. Every blood cell in your body is a city. You control all of the cells in your body. There's a plethora of cities throughout the United, that means coming together. State means ruling dispositions. This is the United States of demons. This is not the United States of America. Now, America is actually a demon. It's spelled A-M-E-R-I-K-K-A. Google that. So America, it is the United States. States are demons because states are mental dispositions. They all just came together. It's 200 of them. They landed on Mount Hermon. Those 200 fallen angels, they are here in the United States. They came together and they formed this more perfect union. They had a union with the Father, but they say, now, Father, we're going to declare our independence. So they wrote the Declaration of Independence. From who? So every 4th of July, you get together and you barbecue and you declare your independence. Who are you declaring independence from, bruh? And you pledge allegiance to the flag of the United Snakes, not the United States, the United Snakes. That's why there's a snake in every city. And if you don't find that snake, you have no authority over it. He knows you haven't done your homework. Remember, you have to address the original power. You got to find the original and know him by name. Call that demon by his name. That is the principality of that city. Every city got one. After you deal with the principality, then you go and you're ready for the next level. Power. So right now in your city, there is some power in that city has employed the principality. When you deal with the principality, you're automatically exposed to the power. Now, the word powers in the original text in the Greek.
Strong's G, 1849, exousia.
So the word exousia, gives us the English word power. Exousia, please write this down. It means liberty. Now, we have this thing in our Constitution called life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is demonic. That's a demon. His name, her name, is a feminine demon. It's a succubus and an incubus named Exousia. Now, Exousia means free will. It means the power of choice. It means liberty of doing as one pleases. It means the ability to do whatever the you want to do. That's demonic. You're supposed to be doing what God has called you to do. But Lucifer said, you know what, I don't want to be the anointed cherub that covered. I don't want to do that no more. I want to be like the most high. I want to sit on the side of the north. That's Exousia. Now, in our Constitution, or Declaration of Independence, one of those, it says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's all in the Satanic Bible. In fact, our country is founded by demons, snakes, the United Snakes of America. Now, I know that's probably contrary to your belief. It also means physical or mental power. It means the ability or the strength that one possesses and exercises through the power of authority and influence. It is a right of privilege. Bam! Bingo! Somebody should write that down. Privilege. We call it white privilege. You got to deal with that demon, too. Now, this is why I like Caucasian people. Because most Caucasians have that. What is it? White privilege. What is white privilege? Just watch white people. Now, that's where Farrakhan and all that stuff get that. In the book of Luke, it talks about the hireling that is a wolf. Look at that up. That means white. So that's why you got black folks who say the white man is, because that's what it means in the text. Now, again, this has nothing to do with race or the color of your skin. This has to do with the content of your disposition. Anybody, I've seen a lot of black, white devils. Ain't got nothing to do with the color of your skin. It has to do with the ruling disposition. The ideal that the way that you carry yourself like you are superior or that everybody owes you, like I'm supposed to kiss your ring finger. That's demonic. Exousia means the power to think you can do whatever you want to do. There's people in political offices that are doing, they're doing whatever they want to do. They're not following no jurisdiction. They're not following no law. They're making shit up as they go. There's cities that are run that way. Now, underneath the word exousia is another Greek word that establishes this word power.
1832, ecstasy.
Just like the drug, ecstasy. Ecstasy, it means it is lawful. Meaning, there is a mental disposition that says whatever I do is the law. Not the law. Our current leader of the United Snakes, that's what he's doing. He's making up law. He's violating Supreme Court laws. He's just made it up as he go. He's like, I said we're going to do this because I said so. Now, when I was in the Marine Corps, they ran on the same system. Now, you get most cops. That's why cops can beat a black man, shoot him in the head, do whatever, go to court, and he get off. Same spirit. That's demonic. You're dealing with a demon. Because there are laws in place, but they don't abide by those laws. They say, whatever I do is lawful to me. That's power. You will find in every corrupt city in America, there's politicians who are doing what they want to do, and they saying in their brain, it's lawful. That's demonic. When you see somebody like that, you're dealing with a demon. If you do not understand that, brothers and sisters, it's so important to recognize the devil because he's walking around in plain sight. You might be living with one. If you live with somebody and there's rules in the house and they just violate the rules and they do whatever the hell they want to do, that's a demon. Now, nobody's going to pretty tell you the truth, but I'm going to tell you. So you got to deal with that. Number one, you got to deal with the principality. That's the original disposition that was established there by one of the 200 fallen angels, and they established a snake. It's an upright talking snake. It's a plumb snake. It's a feather snake. It's a dimensional snake. It's some kind of snake. He there. That's the viceroy. That's the ruling disposition. That's the principality. He has power. What kind of power he got, Brother Will? He got the power to do whatever he want to do because he feel like it's right in his own head. And so that ruling disposition that may be in you, my brother, it may be in you too, my sister. Hopefully not, but if it is, hey, we got something for you. Next, after the principalities, you got to deal with the power. After the power, again, that we just dealt with, you got to deal with the rulers of the darkness. Now, this is my boy. I've been dealing with this dude for a long time. Y'all going to recognize this one. The rulers of the darkness.
Strong's G, 2888, Cosmocrator. Cosmocrator.
Yeah, my homeboy. Cosmocrator. I got a 400-page book. This is the disposition I walked in for a long time. I know this dude very well. We go way back. Me and my homeboy, Cosmocrator. Cosmos. Grator. It means Lord of the world. It means Prince of this age. It means the devil and his demon. This, my brother, this, my sister, is the inside outside. That means I can cut you on the inside or I can cut you on the outside. Both. The Cosmogrator is the prince of this age, this harmonious arrangement. Now, the Cosmogrator, his real name is Samael. Some people call him Saturn. Or Saturnalia. Slices and dices, however you want, same, same. Now, the word Cosmocrator is actually two words. The first word being, and let's play those two.
Strong's G, 2889, Cosmos. Cosmos.
So, there is a cosmos you got to deal with. That means harmonious arrangement or constitution, order, or government. Now, is there anybody on this planet that lives somewhere where there is no government? I will pause while you ponder the statement. Okay? If there was a government, that's a demon. It means meant to govern. You are not supposed to be governed. You can't find nowhere. Now, remember, go to Genesis. God gave man dominion over five kingdoms. It was fish in the sea, birds in the air, things that crawled on the earth, cattle in the fields. There were five kingdoms. Nowhere can I find in Scripture where God gave one man dominion over another. Government does that. So what you think you're up against? When you go to city council meeting, who you think you're dealing with, brother? When you go to, now, I was a part of the United States military. That's like one of the biggest demons in the planet. I knew as soon as I got to boot camp, and they jumped on there and started yelling and screaming, and I was like, oh, damn. I was like, here we go. Out of one pit into another. All my life, I've been dealing with demons. Started since I can remember, 5 years old, some lady beat me with a metal pipe wrapped in black tape. Come on, walk in circles, chat, and fast, and depriving me of sleep at five. I've been dealing with demons all my life. And you think I'm afraid? Afraid of no damn demons? Let me make sure you understand. The government is a demon. I don't tell nobody, I told you. The word cosmos, it means arrangement of the stars. Don't believe me? Look it up for yourself. Strong Concordance number G2889, cosmos. Strong Concordance number G2889, cosmos. It means this harmonious arrangement. It talks about the arrangement of the heavenly host. So when you study astrotheology, anything to do with the stars, you got to be careful because it's a double-edged sword. Because as I talk about inside of my book, The Cosmocrator, the Father allowed Samael to arrange the stars or the heavenly hosts. It is the ungodly multitude, the whole mass of men that are alienated from God. World affairs, the whole circle of earthly goods, All of this is, again, according to Strong Concordance, ungodly. It is the inhabitants of the earth. Now, is anybody listening to me that is not on the earth? Because everybody on the earth, okay, that means that you are part of the cosmos, this harmonious arrangement, constitution, order, or government. Now, everywhere I've been, there is a order. When I was in the Marine Corps, we had to memorize our 12 general orders. And they'll walk you around and say, what's your first general order? Never to abandon my post until properly relieved, sir. I still remember that craziness, and that was, what, 30 years ago. I still remember my general orders because it's ingrained into my freaking skull. Repetition makes you a good reptilian. Welcome to the club. We're all reptilian. So we got to be de-reptiled. That's the work of Jesus Christ, Yahushua. The harmonious arrangement just means government. I don't know nobody that does not live unless you live out in Bumbuck, Egypt somewhere where there's no government. Then you might be from underneath this dude. That's just one word, cosmos. We got to look at the other word. My favorite word when dealing with the Lucifer is this word right, chunk.
Strong's G, 2902, Krateo. Krateo.
Krateo. That's the Greek word underneath the word grator. Krateo. Krateo means be master of. It means to get possession of. It means to take hold of. It means to seize, as in a seizure. Now, you guys know, and I'm studying all of this crap, two of my kids, at the time I studied, they both came down with major seizures. My daughter is just now getting to the place where she's learned to take authority over those seizures. My son's been doing it, and he taught my daughter. So now, thankfully, my daughter is learning now how to not allow that entity to take over her body anymore.